بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned there will be seven people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah when there will be no shade But Allah Ta'ala shade. We know on the day of Qiyamah, the horrifying conditions, the sun will be hovering above the heads of the people in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One meal has been mentioned. 1 mile. The sun will be just 1 mile above our heads. And not even the English mile, the Islamic mile, 1 mile. So right above our heads. The narrator of that hadith says, I'm not sure exactly whether it is 1 mile, the distance, or it is referring to the surma stick that a person uses to apply surma in his eyes, also called meal. In other words, right above the heads. People will be perspiring profusely. So, in the hadith it is mentioned that 7 people will be given shade on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no shade, but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular hadith, the very first person that has been mentioned, Imamun Adil, a just ruler, a ruler who is dealing with justice with his subordinates, with his citizens. He is not biased, he is not oppressing them in any way. He is fulfilling their haqq, their rights. He is seeing to their needs. Like how we had the Khulafa Rashidun, we had Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi and many just rulers. So Imamun Adil, such a person will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ That youngster who grew up in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He was young, despite all the temptations, attractions, he still grew up. He nurtured in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He was always concerned about his salat and Islamic duties. So he grows up in this condition that he is pious, he is in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives him also shade on the day of Qiyamah. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ And that person whose heart is always attached to the masjid. Whenever you're looking for him, where is he? He's in the masjid. You'll find him in the masjid. Any given hour, you find him in the masjid. He comes early, he leaves late from the masjid. He's always, his heart is attached to the masjid. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ And those two people who love one another solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're coming together and they're departing also is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no ulterior motives for their love for one another. They love one another solely because of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In another similar hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي We are those people who loved one another for my sake. الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي Today I will give them shade under my shade. And there will be no shade but my shade. And we see this very common when you go out in the path of Allah, you go in Jamaat, and sometimes you are with another person, first time you are seeing him. You are in a foreign land, in Pakistan, for example, in the Markaz, and they join you with some other brother. But in that duration, you become so close, and you are becoming his brother and friend and showing muhabbat is solely for the sake of Allah. So your meeting was for the sake of Allah. And you're leaving again, you begin to cry, because now you're parting away from him. But that too is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We saw in each i'tikaf, you're sleeping next to another person, you don't know him, you didn't know him before. And Allah Ta'ala creates a muhabbat between you. So your coming together was for the sake of Allah. When you're leaving, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ ذَاتُ إِمْرَأَةٍ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ That person who is invited, he's enticed by a woman who is very, very beautiful, she's of lineage, she's got a high position in society, status, absolutely beautiful. She is inviting him towards haram, but he refuses. He says, Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a person also gets shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. A man gives sadaqah, and he gives it so secretly, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ, that the left hand does not even know what the right hand has given. Now obviously this is an explanation. It doesn't literally mean that the left hand does not know. What it means, he gives it so secretly and with sincerity. He doesn't do it for show. He does it very, very quietly, discreetly, with full ikhlas. So such a person also will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the seventh person that has been mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who is making the dhikr of Allah in solitude, alone, and as he's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his eyes are shedding those tears. He's crying out of the fear of Allah, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular hadith, these seven have been mentioned. And I mentioned in the other hadith where Allah ta'ala says, we are those people who love one another for my sake. Then there is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who gives his debtor grace to pay his debts, the money was due on a certain date, so he tells him, okay, he gives him muhlat, respite, chance, pay me 2 weeks time, may pay me next month. Such a person will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, "Aw wada'a anhu," or in fact, he waves off the debt completely, entirely. You see, by whatever you owed me, I made you maaf completely. So such a person will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and there will be no shade but the shade of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There are many other ahadiths also mentioned regarding people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these few that I mentioned are some of those which are mentioned authentic ahadiths. There are other ahadiths, but the narrations are weak. So we'll suffice on these, very, very important. And we all can be at least one of these people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.